on audio.
Okay.
Could you first state your name?
Molly Collins.
And do we have your consent to record this interview?
Yes.
All right. So now on the scale here, you put yourself towards the trust end. Imagine that this end is going to be a 1, as 1 being most trust, 10 being the most distrust. What number would you put yourself at?
2.
All right. Now, when you think about the process of voting, you put yourself at a 2. Can you share a story maybe of why you put yourself there or just a reasoning behind that?
Yeah, I have done election protection work in Milwaukee for probably about 20 years now, and have watched how elections work and how they're administered in Wisconsin. And I broadly think that we do a really good job and people are really trustworthy and trying to do the right thing. I would say, like, I didn't put myself at a 1 because I know that the legislature is trying to make it harder for groups of people to vote. And, you know, there is a lot of disenfranchisement that takes place. But I think Wisconsin's election officials are doing the best they can.
Gotcha. And so you said you've been doing election protection. Can you talk a little bit more about what that looks like?
Sure. Like the ACLU or the League of Women Voters sends out protection inspectors to go and watch, just check things out, see if there are problems, if people are having trouble voting, why is that? Do they not have the right documentation? Can we help them, you know, figure out what they need to come back and successfully be able to cast a ballot?
All right, so you're there kind of on the ground at the election, polling places on election day, right?
Yes.
All right, very cool. Now, would you, next question I have is, where would you like to be on this scale? You're already at a 2. Is there a world where you can see yourself at that 1? And if so, what would it take to kind of get you at that area?
I think broadly around our country, all of our government officials should be saying, like, how do we make it easier for people to cast a ballot? And what can we do to remove barriers to voting and participation rather than inserting barriers because we don't like who's voting or we don't like who they're voting for is more accurate. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all the questions we have. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm going to stop the interview.